I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bill Huber, our guy up there in Green Bay, PackerCentral.com, SI.com. Go to Bill Huber, SI on Twitter. You can find him there. Now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Bill, how you been, buddy?
I'm great. How about you?
I am doing well. So the season comes to an end, 13-3. They get the extra win to get them 14 wins on the season. The team that they beat in the Kansas City Chiefs go on to win a Super Bowl. The team that beat them goes on to get defeated in the Super Bowl. So you tell me, because we tried to prioritize yesterday. I said, look, everybody knows they need additional weapons for Aaron Rodgers, wide receiver, probably a tight end. They need more beef up front. They need a linebacker. They need to figure out the right tackle. What is the priority in your eyes?
If I'm in the roster, I'm going to start at linebacker. I know they've used, the last 7 first-round picks, whatever it is, on defense. But in my mind, again, what does my opinion matter here? But I think you've got to focus on the 49ers. You've got to figure out a way to beat them. Because obviously when you're 13-3, you've figured out how to beat everybody else. But you got to figure out how to beat the 49ers. And that means you need speed at linebacker. I asked Gutekunst about it at the end of the year, and he said he denies it, and they need to get faster there. So I'm going to go get a linebacker. The problem with that is those guys usually go pretty quickly off the board. But if one makes it to 30, I'm going to start there.
I would think to myself that they have to get themselves a couple of free agents, whether it's linebacker or wide receiver. I don't think you can rely on a wide receiver. This whole thing that we heard over and over again all season long of trust with Aaron Rodgers, I don't think you can expect a wide receiver, whether you draft him in the first round or the fifth round, to come in and all of a sudden just get it and be the guy that Aaron Rodgers is going to go to. Do they have to get themselves, in addition to drafting wide receivers, do they also have to get a free agent?
That's a great way to put it. I guess I never really considered it that way. My consideration has been that it's such a loaded receiver class. Why would I want to burn money when you don't have a lot of money? Why would I want to burn money at that position on a veteran guy when he can go cheap and younger, cheaper, and perhaps better? But it's a good point. They get a guy who's been around the ropes and kind of knows the NFL game and can get quickly on the same page with Rodgers. So that's a good point. I guess I hadn't considered it that way. Either way, this is you've got to get 3 receivers who can play. Not just one, right. But you got to get more than a couple guys here, I think.
I agree, and one of the things that kept coming up, and I was surprised when we were at Super Bowl, I was surprised at all the national talking heads that we had. Not only said additional weapons for Aaron Rodgers, but they all said, look, Lowry and Lancaster and those guys, they're good guys, but they need bigger, stronger beef up front. They said, look where San Francisco beat you. They beat you in the trenches, and you didn't have a way to stop it. And there's only so much Mike Pettine can do with moving guys around before you just comes down to physicality. They all said Kenny Clark needs help. Do you agree?
Yep. Oh, absolutely. Look, Dean Lowry's not breaking the bank here. Don't get me wrong, but I mean, they gave him a pretty considerable investment, and I thought he was a disappointment. Tyler Lancaster he went undrafted for a reason, and I think, 15 snaps a game is probably good. 30 snaps a game is probably not good. So you got to get better there. Maybe Kingsley Keke is the answer after learning ropes here per year. Maybe he can come help you out. But yeah, you've got to get better there. Again, I think that goes back to what I said earlier. The target has to be the 49ers. You've proven that there isn't a team in the league that you can't beat, but you got killed by them twice. So, yeah, you've got to get better there for sure.
So how many holes? Because on average, a good general manager can fill 2-3, if you're lucky, 4 holes in an off season. How many big holes do you think, glaring weaknesses, do you think this team has?
2. Honestly, the glaring thing is it's linebacker and it's receiver. Those are the glaring ones, and I think you can kind of fill in holes. If you want to get another tight end in here, just talking about D-line, you can probably get a free agent guy who can, eat up 20 or 30 snaps. But you got to get a linebacker who can go sideline to sideline and go cover guys, and you just badly need a receiver. Everything else is, I don't want to say trivial because it's not, but I mean, just, those are just, to me, the two overwhelming things. And those, anything else, I think you can kind of mix and match and maybe do it with some lesser resources.
The quarterback is the big question. Let me ask you this. I've said all along, I believe that Aaron Rodgers gets a whole lot better with a whole lot better talent.
I
really do. Some feel that this we've now witnessed the beginning of the end, because at 37 is usually when you start to fall off the table. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, look, they've invested one, you know, if you look in the first 2 days of the draft, that's rounds 1, 2, and 3. Over the last 5 drafts, they've invested one pick in the first 3 rounds. That was Jay Sternberger last year. I mean, I don't care who the hell your quarterback is. That's just not good enough. But yeah, and people will say, yeah, but Tom Brady. Yeah, Tom Brady had Gronkowski. So that doesn't count. Yeah, he'll be a better quarterback when he's got, A, guys who are open, and, B, when he goes back in the pocket. And honest to God, believes there'll be somebody open. I mean, he would never say this, but can you imagine being a quarterback and you go back to the past and you just don't know? Is Reed One going to be there? I think that just messes with you. So, yeah, get him some better players, and you will have a better quarterback, just like Mike, you know, just like the deep Packers defense got better between Capers, the Pettine, Wild. Well, they spent $8 zillion on defense. You know, you need players. You badly need players.
Hey, by the way, speaking of that, what do you think of Dom Capers going to the Vikings?
That was something.
Yeah.
I like Dom, and, you know, I think Dom got a bad rap. Was he a perfect coordinator? No, and it was probably time for a change. But by the same token, I mean, he had Clay Matthews and Nick Perry as his outside linebackers, and all those cornerback guys busted. And, you know, again, it comes down to talent. Dom knows defense, so that's a good hire for them, I think.
Yeah, I look, as a consultant and not calling every play, I best of luck to Dom, just not best of luck to him when they play the Packers. So I'm good with that. Hey, the team to beat, is it the Packers in the NFC North? Or are the Vikings a better team than we're giving them credit? Even though he did finally get a postseason win, I still don't have a ton of belief in what Kirk Cousins brings to the table. I think that they've got some other issues going on up there. I think that was the beginning. That was their jumping off point. That was as good as they're going to get, and now you're going to start to see them. Because they've got such salary cap ramifications now that are going to start to hit them. So to me, I think you're going to see a lesser Vikings team, and I think the Packers are going to be the team on the rise.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Yeah, they've got a lot of cap problems. I just think they've gotten old. That defense went from unbelievably good. The 49ers kicked their tail up and down the field, too. I think they've gotten old there. Who knows about Stephon Diggs and where he's at mentally. I think the Vikings' turn has come and gone. The Bears at Trubisky, I wouldn't bet a dollar on Trubisky to ever do anything. And the Lions are the Lions. They just are a perennial mess. So, yeah, I would say it's Green Bay, although I think the Packers' window here is pretty short, too, just because they've got cap issues coming up. Not so much this year, but, you know, Goody redid Rodgers' contract, which gives him a lot of cap space for this year. But you're going to have to end up paying the piper for that. I think he's going to be – thinking when he's 39, his cap charge is like $35 million. I mean, you better win with what you got now, because they've got a chance to really add some pieces this year. They probably aren't going to have the opportunity here in coming years.
Hey, going back to personnel moves, do you pay Brian Bulaga?
Yes, I do. And I get it. Anybody who wants to argue with me, I understand your points before you even make them. I'm not a big fan of creating holes when you've already got holes. And B, let's say Bulaga plays 12 games. I think I would take 12 games of a Brian Bulaga over some rookie right tackle that you've just drafted. I mean, look, they drafted Jason Spriggs a couple of years ago, and what did that do him? Bulaga's a sure thing. I understand everything else, but when he's out there, he's really good. I would pay him, knowing full well the danger of doing so.
And then real quick, before I let you go, by the way, we're talking with Bill Huber from PackersCentral.com and also SI.com. The other side of the coin, the one that nobody's talking about, is Mason Crosby. I mean, I think Mason Crosby's had, for everything that went on, an unbelievable season. And I think Mason Crosby is deserving of the money. I know it starts to get a little high, but would you bring Mason Crosby back?
I would. Again, I don't like creating holes. Chicken in cold weather is no picnic, so you've got a proven guy there. I mean, he's coming off a fantastic – look, I mean, since that Detroit game, he's going to come off a fantastic 26 games, or whatever the math is. I don't think he's going to break the bank. And if you want to know what happens when you mess with kicker, go look west and south, and you can come to that conclusion in a hurry.
Yeah, I don't think I would let Mason Crosby walk either. I mean, I know they've got some money ramifications all tied to this. What if you sign Bulaga, if you sign Crosby, and everybody else kind of walks away? How much money do you think they're going to have with the Jimmy Graham release, which we all expect is coming as well? They'll gain about $8 million there. Do they still sit right around $25
million? Yeah, I would think so. I wrote about this a couple of weeks ago, and I'm trying to remember the numbers off the top of my head, but what are they at? 24 now, then if you get rid of Graham, it's 32, I think, if I'm going from the top of my head here. So you're probably in the mid-20s. That's enough money to get some work done for sure.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. Bill, it's always a pleasure, buddy. Enjoy the offseason. I'm sure we'll chat soon, okay?
Sounds good, Bill. Take care.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. There you go, our buddy Bill Huber. He is joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That is 844-PRIDE. Or go to schneiderjobs.com. You can catch Bill Huber at packercentral.com, also si.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.